Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Welcome to the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for October 2023. This is where we find the craziest stories from around the world and compact them into this one episode. If you like it, remember to subscribe. We have a wide range today. Here are the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for October 2023. Number 5. Charlotte Cena. Saturday, September 30th was a typical family camping trip at upstate New York's Moreau Lake State Park for the Cena family. But the fun-filled and joyful atmosphere was suddenly replaced with panic and dread. A 9-year-old Charlotte suddenly vanished. She was last seen riding her bike around the park loop at about 6:15 p.m. When she didn't return back to her parents, they headed out to go get her, thinking she perhaps lost track of time. And that's when they found the girl's bike lying on the road, and panic started to set in. Because the reality was, Charlotte was missing. The peaceful surroundings of the state park, known for its serene environment, now harbored an ominous feel. And fairly quickly, the authorities were alerted, and a large-scale search operation unfolded. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel, including state, federal, and local law enforcement agencies, private groups, and volunteer fire departments, combed through the park's expansive landscapes. If she was lost on her own accord, then they'd find her. But despite the collective efforts, they did not. The fear that she was kidnapped, however surreal that realization might be, seemed to be exactly what happened. But nobody saw anything, and so what do you do? Luckily for the Cena family, 2 days later, sometime before dawn on that Monday, a ransom note was dropped off into their mailbox, and with it, a breakthrough in the case. The note, of course, confirmed Charlotte's abduction, offering investigators their first significant lead. They were able to pull fingerprints from that note. By that afternoon, it painted a clear picture of the abductor and a more tangible link to Charlotte's whereabouts. Craig Ross Jr., a 47-year-old with a past criminal record, soon emerged as the suspect. His prints were matched to a 1999 incident of driving while intoxicated. Technology and intuition converged as cell phone pings and park records aided investigators in piecing together Ross's whereabouts. By Monday evening, the combined efforts of state and federal SWAT teams brought them to a home behind Ross's mother's house, where he was hiding. And there, in a cabinet, they found Charlotte. The joy of finding her unharmed eclipsing the terrifying hours that she was gone. During the 2 days that they were gone, we don't know for sure what happened, but I'm sure we'll find out. And currently, Ross is in custody awaiting formal charges. He's actually being looked into as the suspect in the murders of 2 young women who vanished from the region 20 years ago. For now, Charlotte is safe at home, now back with her parents, and hopefully the trauma she went through is something she can get past someday. Number 4. Bigfoot in Colorado. Shannon and Stetson Parker, a couple from Cheyenne, Wyoming, expected their 10th wedding anniversary trip to Colorado to be a special one. It certainly was, but not for the reasons they expected. Because while enjoying a sightseeing tour on the narrow gauge rail line between Durango and Silverton, Stetson saw something that he couldn't believe. It was a peculiar figure in the distance, large and covered in hair, its demeanor and stature unlike any known animal they could identify. Their immediate thought, Bigfoot. The pair were non-believers in cryptid creatures, but what they saw that day had them questioning their skepticism. They claimed the creature was easily 6 to 7 feet tall, its fur camouflaging seamlessly with the sage and rust colors in the mountains. They quickly captured a video lasting a minute or two as evidence of this unprecedented sighting. The conductor on the train journey lent credence to their claim, recounting his own strange encounter in the area with unexplainable large footprints in the mountains during a snowshoeing expedition. Indeed, the legend of Bigfoot isn't new. Since the 1800s, there have been countless claims of sightings across America, particularly in the forests of the Pacific Northwest. Descriptions often paint the picture of a large, upright ape or hairy human towering over 8 feet tall and powerfully built. And there's been so many sightings that scientists around the world have gotten involved in the allure of knowing if this creature does in fact exist. In 2013, for example, a genetic study was published where forensic scientists examined 111 alleged Bigfoot samples, including hair, blood, and tissue collected in North America. Their findings seem to suggest that yes, there may be an unidentified creature out there, because while some samples bore semblances to human and primate traits, they couldn't conclusively identify all of them as belonging to known animal or human species. The University of Arizona conjectured that these claims might trace back to Gigantopithecus, an extinct giant ape believed to have coexisted with early humans. The puzzle pieces seem to fit, but still, without the actual specimen, the picture is never fully complete. As for Shannon and Stetson's account, while some social media users reacted with awe and belief, others were more skeptical, as is always the case. Was it a hunter in disguise or a prank tailored for gullible tourists knowing the train would come by? Well, Shannon was quick to dismiss these doubts. The figure they captured wasn't carrying any weapons. This was no hunter in disguise, and it also didn't exhibit human-like movements or behavior. In the midst of this intriguing encounter and the scientific attempts to unveil the mystery, the legend of the Bigfoot lives on. It's an interesting blend of myth and evidence, a story perpetually unfolding yet never conclusively told. The Parkers' encounter in the serene and mystic Colorado Mountains is just the latest chapter in this mystery that continues to captivate the curious and the skeptical alike. Number 3. The Jumbo Enigma. In terms of space exploration and discovery, the James Webb Telescope has already made a name for itself by unveiling the mysteries of several distant black holes and exoplanets. However, its most perplexing discovery came in the form of nearly 150 peculiar planet-sized objects named Jupiter Mass Binary Objects, Jumbos, located in the Orion Nebula, some 1,344 light-years away from Earth. The reason these jumbos are so strange is because these objects are unlike anything astronomers have encountered before, and in theory, shouldn't even exist. They're too small to be classified as stars, but also aren't orbiting any stars, so they can't be considered planets. Their existence, especially the 42 found paired together, challenges the established principles of astronomy and planetary formation. Heidi Hamel, the vice president for science at Aura Astronomy, and Matthew Bate, head of astrophysics at the University of Exeter, both expressed their surprise and confusion at the discovery. The existence of jumbos contradicts existing scientific theories. One explanation suggests that these objects might have been ejected from the planetary disks surrounding stars. However, this does not explain how so many of them are found in pairs. The pairing of such objects is a phenomenon that suggests that there may be unknown processes at play in their formation and existence. The jumbos are just a million years old with surface temperatures of roughly 1,000 degrees Celsius, though they are rapidly cooling. Their young age and lack of a host star mean that they will eventually turn very cold. And though there will be a brief period when their temperatures might be suitable for habitability, the nature of these gas giants makes the presence of life unlikely. This discovery has opened a new frontier of questions and challenges in the field of astronomy. Scientists and researchers are now tasked with exploring and understanding the origins, nature, and implications of the existence of these mysterious objects. The James Webb Space Telescope continues its vigilant watch over the cosmos, ready to unveil more mysteries that lie in the depths of space. Number 2. A tragedy unfolds in Maywood. We covered this story in a previous Twisted News episode, but that was before more details emerged, and now the story gets even crazier. At that time, it was thought to be an abduction of ex-NFL player, 35-year-old Sergio Brown, and the tragic murder of his mother. But now it looks like he may have been involved. Myrtle Brown, who was 73, lived with her son Sergio in Maywood, Illinois. They were both reported missing on September 16th. And sadly, later that same day, Myrtle's lifeless body was discovered near their home. But Sergio was nowhere to be found. The initial findings of the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office suggested a horrifying reality. Myrtle's death was a result of homicide caused by multiple injuries due to assault. In the days following the discovery of Myrtle, Sergio remained missing and no one knew where he was. And then, bizarre videos began to surface on his Instagram account. In these, Sergio alluded to visits from the FBI and made ambiguous comments that could be connected to his mother's death and his disappearance. And these social media posts only deepened the mystery and concern among family and community members. He seemed manic and not in the right frame of mind. The absence of clear information and Sergio's unsettling online presence brought anguish to his family. Nick Brown, Sergio's brother, made a public plea on Facebook for Sergio to return home, expressing his love amidst the confusion and grief caused by their mother's death. As the investigation continued, almost a month later on October 11th, Sergio was finally located and then arrested in San Diego, as he was re-entering the U.S. from Mexico, where he had fled to. He was apprehended and awaited extradition to Illinois to face charges on first-degree murder in connection with his mother's death. Apparently, on his flight from Mexico to the U.S., he caused such a disturbance that the pilot threatened and came close to landing the plane prematurely. Some believe that Sergio might be suffering from the effects of CTE, which is associated with repeated traumatic brain injuries, like concussions, which happen in football all the time. And whatever it is, Brown is clearly struggling, and his family now has to endure not just the loss of their matriarch, but also the unimaginable reality that one of their own is the prime suspect. The family expressed gratitude for the continued efforts of law enforcement, remained hopeful for more clarity as the investigation progressed. The unfolding of these events will be watched closely as people seek understanding in the aftermath of an unthinkable family tragedy. Number 1. The strange case of Nancy Eagleson. On a chilling evening on November 13th of 1960 in Paulding, Ohio, sisters Nancy and Cheryl Eagleson's routine walk home turned tragic. Cheryl, only 5 at the time, watched as a man in church clothes, as she put it, pulled up and asked them if they needed a ride. when 14-year-old Nancy refused, he abducted her right then and there to the horror of Cheryl. And the following day, and 8 miles away, Nancy's body was found. She'd been assaulted and then shot. The ensuing investigation ultimately led nowhere, leaving the family wondering if they would ever find any answers. Now, 63 years later, the cold case is seeing a bit of a glimmer of hope. Cheryl's recollection of the incident, though fragmented, has been crucial over the years. The kidnapper was an adult white male with rosy cheeks, wearing an overcoat, fedora, tie, and distinct black horn-rimmed glasses. He drove a dark, winged back sedan. Two sketches were drawn based on Cheryl's description, one focusing on the remembered details and another with filled-in features in hopes of jogging the public's memory. As to why this is happening now after so much time is interesting, and apparently the story goes very deep. Last year, the case returned to the spotlight after Nancy's remains were exhumed to apply modern DNA analysis technology. A local news report about this happening was seen by someone when it triggered a memory from that person who lived in the community. They recall that a few years before Nancy's tragedy, there was a similar report of an assault and a murder, and that a deputy from the Paulding County Sheriff's Office was the prime suspect, although that case, just like Nancy's, eventually went cold. And many people, including Nancy's family, think there was a cover-up involved in both of these cases, and wouldn't you know that the deputy in question would go on to be indicted for the abuse of two other girls later on in 1987. Rather than face the music, he decided to take matters into his own hands and go into that deep sleep. As Cheryl, now in her late 60s, works alongside officials, there's hopes that advancements in forensic science, coupled with the unearthed sketches and ongoing investigations, might finally offer answers. A decades-long journey for truth, marred by harrowing memories and lost time, carries the promise of closure for her family, a small Ohio town forever marked by an unresolved tragedy. So there were the strange and scary mysteries of the month for October 2023. I'm Andrew, and I want to thank you for tuning in. If you like this, we also have exclusive content where we cover a variety of other freaky topics. Plus, there's a whole library you get access to. That link is down in the description box. You won't just be getting more content, but also helping to support us continue on. Thanks again for all your support and for tuning in. I'll see you guys in the next one.